somewhere in between.
We welcome you to school board meeting today, and we're glad to be at Cottonwood Elementary and appreciate their letting us use their facilities today. We'll stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we have the consent agenda, the warrants and minutes from February 2017 meeting, and the financial reports from February. Are there any questions that haven't been resolved about that?
I move that we approve them as we've received them.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor? Aye. Any opposed? Personnel actions, names for approval.
Yes, there is one name I would like to submit. That is Corey Bolden as the Canyon View Resource Aid, 2 hour per day position.
Okay, any questions on that? Any discussion on that? Okay, a motion is in order to approve that name.
I move that we approve that Corey Bolden as the resource aid at Canyon View.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? We have a request for out-of-state travel for Book Cliff Elementary School.
Has anyone heard from Book
Cliff? I was told that he would be
here. Hold off for a minute?
Yeah,
let's just hold off for a minute.
Come back to that one.
We'll come back. So we need to appoint board negotiation representatives for this year. I think it stated that, well, go ahead and you've got it written down in your...
From last year?
Last year, it looks like Roy and Julie were on the... Roy and Julie were on the license committee, and Marie and I were on the classified committee for negotiations. So does anybody have a preference or...
I'll do whatever.
Okay.
What's easiest, because that's what I want.
Depends on the year. It's all good.
I don't know enough to stick one way or another.
Yeah, I should probably get a professional and classified certified.
Let's have... somebody that's been here, either Marie or I or Roy, on that one with you, and just since it's your first year, if you don't mind.
No, that's awesome.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
It makes no difference.
Do you want me to? Should I do that, or do you want to, Marie?
I'd like to be on one.
Okay.
One or the other, I don't care.
Okay, Marie, it's up to you. I'm okay to turn it over to you if you want to.
Never mind.
Sure.
Okay. So let's...
Not Tracy.
Okay. Marie and Tracy on the license. Correct.
Okay.
Okay, and Roy.
You want to be on?
And Kenzie, you okay with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you for being so willing to serve. That's great. We are all ready to the principal's report, and I think he's excited. We're excited to hear what you have to say.
I am very excited, actually.
Nice to have your faculty here. Appreciate that.
I do appreciate them coming this evening.
That's a good. Nice to have that support behind you.
I do appreciate them coming. So as faculty and staff of Cottonwood, we do want to welcome you as our school board to our building. We appreciate you taking the time to come here. As the administrator of this amazing school, I'm pleased to report a successful and productive school year thus far. We still have a ways to go. But our school has undergone many changes and accomplishments over the course of the year, and I do want to include a lot of them. So let's take a minute, if that's okay. I do want to give a report on our update on our master grading. Last time I stood before you, I told you that we were going to switch to a master grading concept at our school, mm-hmm. and also do away with homework at our school. So I kind of want to give you an update of how that's gone. Switching to master grading has been an adventure for our school. It's been interesting to watch how, as teachers, we can't teach the same way, because master grading requires you to teach to every student individually. But it's also been phenomenal to watch teachers now have a really good understanding of where each student is in their class, using our Mastery Connect software that we use. It shows by standard and it shows who's mastered what concept. And it's easy to look and see if a whole class is missing a concept or just one or two students. So I feel like we're finding a lot of success with mastery grading. And I feel like my teachers are more in tune with what the common or what the core, the state core wants them to teach. Because when I ask them, they'll say, well, this indicator, and they'll tell me exactly what that indicator is. So I feel like there's a lot of good things going on with mastery grading. As far as homework with that, I've not had any negative reports on not having homework. We feel like it's been a benefit to our students and families because there's not the fight at home over getting work done that then gets carried over into the school system. It's a change for the school system as well. We're working with students to understand that you have to work hard at school so that you don't have to take homework home, and that's been a challenge in some of our cases. The only concern we've had so far is they feel like there's kind of a not as clear a line of communication between home and school anymore with that piece missing. So the school community council and I are working together to how do we bridge that gap. So that's been the focus of our school community council, and we're looking at some different options there to fix that. But we participated in a science fair at the district level. We hosted one here for grades 1 through 6 in our gym. We require the students participate, and it's fun. We have the parents come in. And then we sent 13 of our students to compete at the district level, and out of the 12 places that were awarded, Cottonwood won 6 of the different places there. So we were very proud of our students for that. With our intensive aid, we hired, using our land trust funds, Suzette Roberts and Susan Childs. Susan does our reading and Suzette does our math, and they will go in and pull out small groups that are very flexible. So the teachers will look on their mastery and see who's not meeting, who needs remediation. And those ladies will pull them and work with them one-on-one. And we've seen phenomenal growth in our students because the kids are getting the help as they need it. We also have our teachers pull out small groups during computer time, very flexible, and it gives them a chance to work in small groups where in the classroom it's not as feasible to work with small groups all the time, especially in our upper grades. So now our teachers can work with small groups every single day by taking small groups out of computers for 20 minutes or 30 minutes and with Suzette and Susan working, so it's been wonderful. We appreciate hosting a self-contained program here for our 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th grade students. Mrs. Tanny is here. She's doing phenomenal in that position. That's new to her this year. She's been working really hard with those kids. And I feel like having self-contained in our school has helped our students have more compassion, tolerance, and empathy because they're working with students that struggle in lots of areas, and they're learning how to engage with them and be a good example for them. So we appreciate that opportunity. At Cottonwood, we give class awards every week. It's been fun. We give 3 different awards, one's for cleanest lunch table, quietest in the hallway, and best behavior in library. And in the lunchroom, we put up big game boards, and we're doing Star Wars theme. You can see it all over our building. And if they win an award, we put a game piece on their game board, and as they move through the game board, they earn prizes as a class. And it's been fun to have them compete and see if they can win those awards. And we also do Colts Club, where the kids can earn little tickets for going what we call above and beyond. And anyone in the building can award them, our custodians award them, our librarian, our computer aides, teachers, and the kids just drop them in a little box in the office, and each week we draw 8 to 10 winners and they come get a little prize. And then at the end of the year we draw for 2 or 3 Kindles. So the kids realize they get little prizes along the way, and then we give away bigger prizes at the end for everyone that gets a Colts Club. We're very excited for this Friday. We've been working with Amy Bell trying to get an autism training in place for our school. So Friday we're gonna have a mandatory training. Half of our staff will go in the morning and half in the afternoon. And Amy Bell is going to train us on how to work with our autistic students and give strategies. So as a whole school system, we're on the same page with vocabulary strategies. I'm very excited about that. We've been working on this for a long time, Amy and I have, and I'm excited to see it actually start to play. And I think it's going to be a huge benefit for our school. We were able to add Title I services this year. We have Stephanie Roper from Farron that comes Mondays and Fridays and coordinates the program. And then Stephanie Oviatt from Huntington comes every day and is here full day. And it's just been a phenomenal experience to have her going into the classroom. She doesn't pull small groups usually. She goes into the classroom and she provides that support for the kids that need it in the classrooms. And it's just been amazing to see the growth. She also runs our DIBELS reading, so she does progress monitoring, and our students are all being progress monitored probably every other week, the whole entire school, maybe every 3rd week. And so we're starting to get a lot of reading data, and it shows us, and it's helping drive our reading instruction as a school. And that's been so wonderful to have that, and we appreciate that opportunity to have Title I services at our school as well. We're still holding quarterly meetings that we call them test meetings, teaming to ensure student success. I meet with Mrs. Tanny and Mrs. Mangum, our special ed teachers, and Mrs. Roper from Title I, and then we bring in each teacher and we just talk about every single student in our building individually by class. We talk about them academically and socially. And we talk about, do we need to provide services for them? What can we do to support the teacher? Strategies, resources are shared, and it's been an amazing experience. And every year it gets better. We did it last year too, and I feel like this year it's been an even better experience. And I love walking away from those meetings after 2 days. I feel like I'm in touch with where every student is in my building, and then I can work with teachers and the students as well. So that's a huge asset for me as an administrator to have that opportunity to do that. Mrs. Carroll put together a request from the district, so we applied for a grant from the district to get gifted and talented funds. And so each quarter we run a math or a science camp after school for one camp every quarter. And Mrs. Carroll will house anywhere from 14 to 16 students in that session. And she does an hour and a half of just really gifted and talented type activities where she really pushes their thinking in math and science. And so we've appreciated the support of the district on that. And Mrs. Carroll's done a phenomenal job of coordinating that whole program, and we enjoy doing that as well. She also runs the Jedi Reading Academy every Thursday. I love that she's done that. These are the little certificates up here on the door. The kids can come in during Thursday recess, and she does some kind of team building activity with them or some kind of skill building activity with them. And then they track their reading minutes, and they can move up different levels and get certificates. We also added Kindles to our library this year, which was an interesting experience. We won $529 last year for our Road to Success participation. We were one of the top two schools in the state that had the most minutes reading through Road to Success online reading tracker. So they came down and presented our school, and with that money we purchased 6 Kindles for our library. And Mrs. Carroll has set them up so they're locked out of the internet and all of the games, and the kids just check them out to read. And it's been wonderful to have that opportunity. The kids, we worried about the distraction, and some kids might have lost their privileges. I'm not sure how that works, but for the most part, we see a lot of success. So we're planning to expand that next year and add even more Kindles to the for our students to check out of our library to help support those kids who need it. We did a food and clothing drive. It was fun. In lower grades, we did a food drive, and the lower grades were trying to see who could get the most items. In upper grades, we're going for weight. In sixth grade, one with 299 pounds of food were brought in just in the sixth grade alone. And then our lower grade, second grade, brought in 154 different items, so those were our two winners. But we were able to take an entire truckload of food down to our local food bank and donate that, and that was a great experience for our students. We really enjoyed that. Moving forward, we're excited. Our faculty feels like we've got math kind of under control with mastery grading. We feel more confident in that. So now we have Mr. Wingett is here doing his administrative internship at our school. We appreciate having him here. And he does master grading at the high school. And so he's going to be working with our faculty over the next several weeks in our professional development to work on looking at the standards and kind of unpacking those. What do they really mean at the elementary level, and really helping us truly understand what we need to look for and then how to grade those on a mastery level. So we're excited to have Mr. Wingett join our faculty for the next month and a half or so and work with us on how to improve our mastery grading. And I really could go on all night. I won't do anymore, but as we move forward, we really are excited to continue to see how we can improve the effectiveness of our faculty and staff at Cottonwood. I have a phenomenal staff. I couldn't thank them anymore. I couldn't be more proud of being the principal of such a fantastic school. We have a great culture here, and a lot of trust is built, and I feel like this is a great place for kids to come and learn. So I appreciate my faculty and staff, and I appreciate you being here as well. So thank you.
Thank you so much. I can feel the enthusiasm every time I come here, and I've come up and been shown how you track your students, and that's amazing. You know where they are, and you know their needs, and it sounds like you're a pretty cohesive group that cares about kids, and thank you for all you do. We appreciate that.
JR's here now.
Oh, JR, you're on. Where to you? Stand right up. And you don't even get to sit down.
Yes.
You get the hot seat. We are to your agenda item, the request for out-of-state travel for your students. So if you want to.
I've never done it before. Last year they went to Utah, Arches, so I'm unfamiliar as far as what needs to be presented. But they are going to Colorado, to Fruta, to the Dinosaur Museum, and they're also going to Museum of the West. Grand Junction. The total miles are 203 round trip. Students leave at 8:15 in the morning, and they're back by 3 o'clock. appropriate behavior, technology and community, robotics as in regards to the Dinosaur Museum, I believe it's in, the one that does that is in Fruita. And then changes over time is the one Museum of the West. And so the only request that I have is, it is out of state, but it's no further distance than going to somewhere else in Utah for our area. So that's the reasoning for the approval.
Thank you. Sounds like it's a worthwhile trip, and it makes sense that you would take advantage of those that are close to you. And any questions or concerns that the board has?
I move that we approve it.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Let us know how it goes for you next time we meet with you.
JR, this is for you to take back from, it's on the smart survey, sharp survey.
Thanks for driving all the way up for that. That's quite a sacrifice.
I wanted to answer any questions you had, so.
Okay, well, thank you. Let's go to the business administrator's report. Jared?
Just wanted to mention a couple of things briefly from the legislature. I assume the superintendent will probably talk a little bit more about that, but kind of the word through most of the session has been likely a somewhere between a 2% and 3% WPU increase. But with the latest financial projections coming out showing an additional, I think it was $88 million statewide in revenue, we're hearing that up to a 4% is being considered, which the more the merrier. We'll take, you know, any additional that we can get. But one of the bills that we're really concerned about is Senate Bill 80. And what that bill, it's gone through various iterations, but the concept is that it would take a third of whatever is put into the WPU for an increase each year, and then distribute that through an equalization formula to through what's called a board and voted levy equalization to different districts throughout the state. Because of the makeup of our district, we have a high property tax because of the mines and power plants, etc. So we're always kind of on the upper end of property tax generated per student, so we would not be getting any of that equalization money. So it's a concerning bill because it would be taking part of the WPU would normally get and redistributing it throughout the state. Fortunately, the districts, even those who would stand to gain, have all of the districts have been united in saying we don't support that concept.
Oh, that's great.
And so we're hopeful that that won't go through, but it's certainly a bill to keep our eye on as the session progresses. So just an update on those.
And our legislators are on board with?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Absolutely.
So is it out of committee?
That bill is has passed the Senate. It's not gotten out of a House committee yet.
Okay.
On hold. They're not considering it right now.
Okay.
Who is sponsoring that?
Fillmore.
Fillmore.
Senator
from
Fillmore.
The Senate.
Where,
that's all.
That's
where
it. Thank you, Jared.
Yes.
I appreciate
where
that.
Where does he represent, Fillmore?
I think he's somewhere in the Salt Lake Valley. He replaced Senator Osmond.
Oh.
If you remember Senator Osmond.
Yeah.
And it's part of the, I think it might be kind of out towards Riverton and Harriman and that area, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, that's there's a lot of large districts in the north that would stand to gain a lot from our small district, so we're hoping that that doesn't get through the committee. Superintendent's report. Thank
okay.
you, Jared.
Thank you. On your bulletin, there is a note under board action on a memorandum of understanding with the county on the aquatic center. That is not ready. County attorney is preparing that, but I do want to let you know what that involves. This is an agreement between the school district and the county, and it involves the swimming program at Emory High School. through the joint effort of Emory High, the swim team, and the county, the Aquatic Center has purchased a large apparatus known as a Wibbit. And these are large toys that float on the water, the plan is that the Wibbit will be rented out at so much per hour during certain times of the day, and that money will go into paying for the Wibbit as well as fundraiser for the swim program. And so the plan is that this will provide an ongoing source of funding for the swim program so that they don't have to do any number of other fundraisers that our teams typically have to do. So it's not ready yet, but that's what it is.
And can you tell us a little bit about what that what
it
is?
It's a large
like a
foam, soft foam. It could be like a castle, it could be like a dinosaur, it could be
there's
something
one at
like
the pool in Price. I don't know if you've
so it's utilized in the water.
But it's
yeah,
it's kind of like an
water.
Obstacle course that goes the length of the pool.
It was I think $14,000.
Wow. Can they recoup it? I guess they can.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone feels good about it.
Yeah.
Maybe the county attorney doesn't. If he's not
getting it written up. A little bit worried.
If you Google Wibbit,
okay. Well,
yeah, Wibbit.
Wibbit. Wibbit.
Yeah.
It's Wibbit.
Wibbit. Yeah. Wibbit.
Okay,
a couple of good news items to report since our last meeting. Congratulations to the Emory Boys Swim Team. First place in state in 2A. Girls finished second in that. It's such an impressive program. When I was principal there, I always told people that if I had to start a program from scratch, I would use the Emory Swim program as the model. It's just so impressive. We have also at Emory High a couple of second place finishers at state wrestling, Ty Meekum and Newt Ovison. Boys basketball team finished in third and the girls second last week. Green River boys are in the 1A tournament tonight. They were playing while we were over at Huntington. I don't know if that game's over or not. And also recognize our region spelling bee winners. Becca Miller was first from Canyon View. Tyler Stiltson second from San Rafael, and Grace Bernard third from Farron Elementary. And they will be representing our district at the regional spelling bee in Moab next week on the 9th. So we want to wish them well. And thanks to Mr. Worthen for setting that up and working with all the schools, bringing it together for the competition here in the district. Under staffing, a note about the service center director. This is J.J. Grant's position. He will be retiring 1st of July. The application process has closed. We have received 7 applications, and we've not sat down as a board. That would include the superintendents of the 4 school districts, although one of those superintendents has applied for that position, so he won't be involved in the vetting process.
Good.
I believe that Steve Carlson, the superintendent from Carbon, wants to get that done next week. He's the chairman of that board, so that should happen within the next week or two. Also, we have been advertising the entry-level technology position, and also aides to aid positions for Castle Dell Elementary. That would be classroom aides. So, under reports and closures, follow-ups, I did give you a handout on the 6th and 9th grade transition. These are the positions that we are looking to fill. But there is one English Language Arts at Emory High, and the rest are at Canyon View. And we have asked anyone in district that may be interested to let us know by this Friday. And then we will get together with the principals of those schools, go through those letters of interest, and decide where to go from there. But we're getting real close to finalizing our staffing for next year. State legislature, just a couple of notes. It was District Day on the Hill when Jared and I were up there last Friday, and we did not have any representation from our district. Most districts did not. It was the first time it's happened. But I did go to all of the booths. There were about 15 different districts that had presentations on a variety of things. There were a lot of robotics things going on. Tooele School District had an FFA booth, and talked to a lot of people, took a lot of pictures, got some good ideas so that we can have some representation there next year. There were also performing groups from various districts, and but it was a good day on the Hill. Also, I would say that we are, well, I'm personally tracking 77 bills from the legislature that would impact education, would have some degree of impact, whether positive or negative, on our school district. We have 1 week from tomorrow, legislature will end, so it's getting down to the nitty-gritty. And there's a lot of activity going on, a lot of things to follow. But it's been very interesting, and we have a lot of people fighting on behalf of our school district up there. So,
do you know how many bills were presented that would affect schools in any way?
Probably 250.
Okay, about the same as last year then.
Yeah.
That's insaneness.
Yep. Everybody wants to put their fingerprints on a bill up there and have their name on it. So
prove you're doing your job.
That's been very interesting, and it's going to get a whole lot more interesting. I would say one bill I've been following, Senate Bill 190, is the STEM Ed grant funding bill. That's the bill that's funded our robotics programs this year, as well as the coding class at Emory High School. And that bill is going through. I haven't really sensed any opposition to that. It's a $1.1 million fiscal note, but that doesn't come out of education funding. That wouldn't come out of what normally would go into the WPU, for example. So I think that's one of the reasons why there's widespread support for that. Okay, transgender restrooms, everyone's favorite topic. The Trump administration has backed off of the Dear Colleague letter that President Obama sent out last year, directing public schools throughout America to allow students to go to the restrooms of their choice. And of course, Utah joined a lawsuit filed with 12 or 13 other states, saying that that was federal overreach. It went to a court in Texas. The judge issued an injunction which told the federal government to cease and desist until this could be decided in court. With the Trump administration decision not to defend that and to withdraw the Dear Colleague letter, then we're back where we were. Now, what I've instructed our principals to do is to deal with this on a case by case in their schools, but to be prepared in the event that this should come up.
And I think that's what most school districts in Utah are doing right now in talking to several other superintendents from around the state. So we won't worry about that right now. Some of the items that I've had in development, briefly updating the recognition program that will be ready to launch at the start of next school year. State of the district after we have our summative testing this year, SAGE testing and other testing, and we get that data back, then that will be included in that report. The amendments to the child nutrition program, right now I'm working with Janine Warren, our CMP director on that, and also policy on dropout prevention. I am working with our secondary principals on that one. An update on our technology committee meeting we held last week. It was a very productive meeting. We approved the professional development component of that technology grant, and I gave you a copy of that. That goes into effect next week in administrative council. You can see funding dedicated from that grant to supporting administrators and teachers, other faculty members at rural schools conference this summer, which is focusing on the theme of professional learning communities. That's our highest priority right now as it relates to that technology grant. On the back side of that paper are references to all of the pages in our plan, which is 120 pages long, something like that, that references professional development and PLCs. We have to be very careful that we use extreme fidelity in exercising and executing this grant. In fact, the state is sending out auditors the end of this month, end of March, to all the school districts to make sure that this grant is being exercised with due diligence. So, and we're there. We're not concerned about that, but this is an example of the kind of thing we have to do, is cite reasons for doing what we're doing. Also in that meeting, we created several subcommittees. And by the way, Doug Johnson is the chairman of that committee. And it includes representatives from all of our schools and classified professional administration, parents. It's a very broad group. And all are represented on these subcommittees. We are also in the process of updating and reviewing our technology-related policies in the district. That would include acceptable use policies for school computers and technology, the use of social media in the schools, bring your own technology policy, and also we are updating our communication devices policy, which primarily references cell phone use in schools. So that's a big project for us, but it's time that we looked at those and brought those up to modern standards. And I think that is all I have. That's my report.
Well, thank you for that.
You're welcome.
And appreciate the work that you do up on the hill. I know that's taken a lot of your time, but that's a worthy cause. We're hoping for good things from the legislature this year that will benefit kids. It'd be nice to have teachers be able to be paid and recognized for their work that they do, and appreciated for the work they do. So we're hopeful that that takes place this year. Are there any public comments? We do have some items for closed meetings, so a motion is in order to go to closed meeting at this time, and